We've received several messages about our recent debate on the Wilmington baseball referendum. Listener Charles said simply, "Thanks for the debate, WHQR." Anonymous wrote, "Does WHQR have a stake in the stadium tax? Your short news blip that just aired about the debate last night contained only information about and provided by the Vote No faction." WHQR's news department responded, "WHQR has absolutely no stake in the outcome of the stadium vote. Because the positions can't be effectively boiled down to a soundbite, we had longer pieces that aired back-to-back on Morning Edition. Unfortunately, there's not enough time in All Things Considered's local newscast to air one immediately after the other. For that reason, both pieces, pro and con, had what we call tags to let listeners know they've heard one side and they can hear the other side in the next newscast. Or visit our website at WHQR.org to see all the coverage. We sincerely apologize for any confusion since we value objectivity above all else in the newsroom." A different anonymous wrote, "Please replay this debate as much as possible until the election. Not only is the information important for voters, it has been an amazing study in propaganda, groupthink, and Americans for Prosperity's Republican ideals, i.e. Vote No, versus facts and positive change that will benefit the vast majority of our local population. Vote Yes. Kudos to WHQR." And Carol Atwood wrote, "I was wondering if there's a way to listen to the debate about the baseball stadium online. Maybe a link from your website. I'm sure there are many voters who missed its airing on Thursday who would like the opportunity to hear the debate." Well, we got you covered, folks. We aren't scheduled to replay the debate, but you can listen to it online at our website, WHQR.org. Our friend Susan Savio wrote, "I'm really enjoying the Intelligence Squared debates on Sunday night. Thoughtful, articulate, provocative, and compelling. A welcome addition to the already excellent programming on WHQR. On Tuesday, a listener called the station to say that the music Jamila was playing was, quote, the best selection she's ever played, one piece after another. I was enthralled, unquote. Jamila kindly points out that the person responsible for the daytime music selections is our program manager, Bob Workman. As you know, our fall pledge drive featured our partnership challenge. Over 20 local nonprofits participated in a contest for underwriting contracts. Here's a letter from Kim Sincox, chair of the Bargain Box Advisory Board. Our team from Bargain Box had a grand time helping the station on Friday night, October 12th from 4 to 7. We helped the station go over its goal, we met Phil Stein's challenge, and got the word out to the WHQR community about Bargain Box. We felt it was a win-win situation. Thank you for having us, and thank you for serving our community so well. Bravo. And that's from the Bargain Box team. Congratulations to the winners of our partnership challenge, Historic Wilmington Foundation, and to the runners-up, Wilmington Friends School. And thanks to all the groups who participated in the Partnership Challenge. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.